right. Everybody glad to have air conditioning? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, I thought I was in the Caribbean the last couple days with the humidity. My hair did too. It went flinging, flinging all over the place. I love the modern times. Man, you know, I tell this story years ago. Jack and I went to, what is that country? Belgium. Thank you. I was like, where was I? Belgium. And we went to a castle. We went to visit an old castle. And we went in the September. It was so cold and damp and musty. And I thought, no way. I don't want to be a princess in a castle. Nope. Nope. I like my house. I like my AC. Praise the Lord. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, one more thing for announcements. So we have movie night, and let me share my heart on why we do some of these things. A lot of times people will drive by and they don't even know this is a church. We don't have a steeple. I wasn't putting one up there. Also, we ran out of money when we were building it, so I was like, no brainer. We'll put bathrooms in before we do a steeple. But people drive by and they don't know it's a church. So how do you tell people? Well, you are the best advertisements. Not so much about church, but about Jesus. You're always an advertisement about Jesus. So that's wonderful, and I know you're all doing it. Wherever you go, you're those big ambassadors and lights. But occasionally we'll do outreaches. So this is an outreach for our neighborhood or anybody you want to bring, okay? And besides, there's nothing on in the summertime on TV. They're all reruns, right? I was like, my show is not on. It's reruns, okay? So come on out. I don't care how young you are, how old you are, come on out. And if you're like, well, I don't, you know, Pastor D, I don't want to sit on the ground. Well, bring your camp chair, or you can help hand out hot dogs. We have a hot dog roller machine. So rolling, you know, whatever, you know, thing. So we don't have to be cooking them, because I thought, yeah, it's hot. So you can help doing that. You can help hand out goodies. You can help hand out popcorn. Or you can just come and sit and bring family and stuff. Now, what I said all of that is we're going to go through our neighborhood Monday. Everybody, what day is tomorrow? Monday at 6:30, we're going to meet here downstairs. We'll give you all a bottle of water or two, and we're going to pray first. Who was I talking to? Deb? Was it Deb? Okay, Deb Diazio. Tell a story about that. Anyway, we're going to pray, and we're going to go hand these out. We're actually tying them on doors. You don't have to talk to anybody. You run up and tie it, put your finger up, and then you tie it to the doorknob or the door knocker, and then you leave, okay? You don't have to knock on doors or anything like that. Now, if you meet somebody, put your smile on and say, here, we're having movie night. It's free. Come down and come and join us. So we have that. So we've made about 200 of them. Tomorrow night at 6:30, come and join us. We're going to pray, not a long time. We're going to pray, and they're going to walk up and down the streets and hand these out or tie these up, okay? Anybody have any questions about that? Last time we did it, we took a whole slew of kids. So we'd stand on the sidewalk, and we'd give it to the kids, and they tied them. It was like, you know. And then we also drew straws who was not going to do the uphill. They were going to do the downhill because there are some hills around here. So anyway, please come. It'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun because you get to meet, you know, you're a church family. And sometimes you're just used to sit in your, you guys change locations. Look at this. You all sit here. I think you have plaques on there. I just know you sit there. All right. Who else? I always notify you there. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. I am a very creature of habit, like routine to the T. But sometimes that's all you know. So come on out and hand these out, or come out for movie night, and you're going to meet some other people. Just meet some other people. So that's another good thing. One, we get to meet other people, and two, we're going to tell our neighborhood, we are on the block. All right, I said all that to say is let's pray. Father God, we come again to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you have Jesus through your blood, through the death and resurrection, and you sitting in the heavenlies. You've opened the door for us to come inside and to hang out and to hear from heaven. And we thank you today. We hear from heaven. I thank you, Father, that you have prepared words that will encourage and direct us today. Change us, Lord. Change us so we can be better at all the things you've called us to. I thank you for ears open. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Does anybody need one of these? They'll hand it to you. This is so you can take notes. Praise the Lord. I had to laugh. I was like, man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh, there's about 15 scriptures I'm going to give you today. So write them down. You can check them out later. Okay? Say, this is a word church. This is a word church, okay? Praise the Lord. We're doing a series called The Third Person. Who is? The Holy Spirit. The third person's the Holy Spirit. Week one, we talked about who is he? Who is he? Who is he? So we talked a lot about that. And then last week, we talked about he's our power source. He's our power source. And today, my title, write it on your paper. The title is, He Speaks. The He is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks. So we're going to talk about him speaking. So how many of you actually believe that he speaks today? Good, I'm at the right place. Hallelujah. All righty. Now, if you're a guest or somebody brought you and you're like, oh, I was kind of like the last thing I thought they'd ever talk about. I don't know. Well, listen, please listen, okay? The reason why I'm teaching about the Holy Spirit is because I really believe that it's the most important thing that if you're a believer, if you're a single person, if you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you're a business owner, if you just go to work every day, if you're a student, understanding that the Holy Spirit speaks to you is the most important thing that will help you in your life. That's what I believe. So we're going to check this out. Would you guys open up to John, the Gospel of John, John chapter 16, verse 33. So what I'm going to try to get this as simple as I can on how the Holy Spirit speaks and how you hear him. So how he speaks and how you hear him. I'm going to do my best job here. Praise the Lord. So y'all at John chapter 16, verse 13. When the Spirit of truth, who's that? The Holy Spirit. Okay, when the Spirit of truth comes, now this is Jesus talking, and we went over this the first week. We said John chapter 14, 15, 16, Jesus is sitting down with his disciples because he tells them, I am going to leave, and he's giving them all these instructions. He's just powing them, all right? So this is Jesus talking to his disciples, and he says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak. Everybody say speak. On his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will say speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. Okay, let me back up just a little bit. The very first week we said God gave Jesus to the world. God gave Jesus to the world. Those that were lost, that's what God gave Jesus to. Now, the second thing we said then is God gave the Holy Spirit to the church. If you've received Jesus, you're actually called the church. It's not the building. It's not the building, it's you. So if you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God gave you the Holy Spirit. So, isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Now, in the scripture I just read, it says twice, it says he speaks. So get this. The Holy Spirit's going to speak to who? The church, me, you. All right? You all looking at me like, what planet did you come off, Pastor D? I don't know some days, all right? Praise the Lord. Now, interesting enough, we come from all different backgrounds. I told you I was raised in the Roman Catholic Church, and then about age 20, I received Jesus, and then I kind of switched camps, and I started hanging out with the Pentecostal movement, or the Spirit-filled churches. Y'all say smile, praise the Lord, okay? Now, because of that, and looking at all of you, and knowing a lot of you, y'all come from different backgrounds, different church backgrounds, just plain old different backgrounds, don't you? And the thing about coming from different backgrounds is that you can have different ideas about the Holy Spirit. And in week one, we said the word, I wanted to demystify all about the Holy Spirit. And demystify means clear it up. Clear it up. So that's the whole purpose of the beginning of these lessons, is to clear up who is the Holy Spirit. Because we come from all different backgrounds and ideas. Now, I believe, after reading the Bible, that the Holy Spirit's a person. He's not an it. Right? And the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, okay, he's part of the Trinity. I also believe that he is not weird. Say weird. He's not scary either. No, he's not. And he is not meant to do something so that you go running out of here going, oh my gosh, they're so weird, I'm never coming back again. That is not his job description. That's not what the Holy Spirit likes to do at all right? So again, I want to break this down really simple about who the Holy Spirit is. And therefore, I'm going to give you four different ways. So write this down. Four different ways that the Holy Spirit speaks. That was really hard because I had 10. And then I thought, okay, just squish it up here, all right? So four different ways the Holy Spirit speaks. Now, again, Jesus was given to the world, and the Holy Spirit's given to the church, and the Holy Spirit speaks to us. So I think we should find out how he speaks, don't you? All right. So number one, if you're taking notes, because I know you're all taking notes, here we go. The number one way that the Holy Spirit speaks is through the Word of God. The Word of God. The number one way that he speaks is through the Word of God. So, how many of you have had this happen? You're sitting in the service and the pastor speaks, or even a guest speaker is speaking. By the way, next month, August 13th, we have a guest speaker, Marilyn Neubauer, back again with us, okay? So you're sitting in a service and all of a sudden you're like elbowing your spouse going, did you call pastor up and tell them to say that? Have you ever had that happen? Or else, Pastor D, people say, well, Pastor D, what you said was specifically for me. I don't know what anybody else was doing, but that was just for me. I can't believe. How did you know that? My husband called you, right? No. Okay. Guys, that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. And you know what? The Holy Spirit speaks through the Word of God, and he'll talk through an individual who's going to deliver the Word of God, and then that word that is spoken starts speaking to you, and you're like, wow, that was just for me. How did she know? No, I didn't know nothing. But the Holy Spirit, and listen, the Holy Spirit is really good at his job. Yep. He's called the Spirit of Truth, and he's the revealer. So if he's telling you something in the middle of a message, it's because he's telling you, right? He's telling you. He's good at it. All righty. How about turn over now to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. Holy Spirit, I just thank you. You're just going to talk to us today. Amen. Here we go. 1 Peter. Oh, no, I changed my mind. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed. That just simply means the Bible, the Word of God, Okay? And so we have the word of God confirmed, which you do well to heed. Listen, right? Listen to the word. Which you do well to heed as a light that shines in the dark places until the dawn and the morning star arises in your heart, knowing first that no prophecy of Scripture, okay, again, it's talking about the word of God, is of any private interpretation. Okay. So a lot of times you'll go, well, that was just Pastor D interpreting that stuff that she just read. Or that was just Peter. I mean, Peter got in so much trouble with Jesus. Like, really? That was Peter interpreting? No, this scripture just says just the opposite. Okay, I'm going to read that scripture again, but this time I'm going to read the last part out of the Message Bible. The main thing to keep in mind here is that no prophecy of Scripture or no words, the Bible, is a matter of private opinion. Why? What do you mean, why? Well, why? Because it's not something concocted in human hearts. Prophecy or the word resulted when the Holy Spirit prompted men and women to speak the word of God. Okay. So, this is why I put down this is why I listed first, the number one way that the Holy Spirit will speak to you is through the word of God. He speaks through this Bible. All righty? And when the word of God is your foundation, it's your stability, if the word of God is your foundation and it's everything that you build your life on, then when the Holy Spirit speaks, you're like, oh, I'm going to go in the right direction. All right. Now, how many of you have had this happen? Somebody comes up to you and they'll say, oh, you know, I was just minding my own business. And, you know, the Holy Spirit, I think the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he told me to do blankety, blankety, blank. And it is totally not in line with the word of God. Has anybody had anybody come up to that? I must get all the phone calls. Okay. Well, I do. Or like this one. I love this one. The Holy Spirit told me I should quit my job and play Xbox. No, because you know what the Word of God says? That's not the Word of God, right? The Word of God says you don't work, you don't eat. The Word of God says that you know a whole lot of things about... All right, I won't go there. Y'all know that. How about this one? I'm just going to look at the ceiling when I say this. The Holy Spirit said, you know that wife that I've been married to for 30 years? I need to ditch her and go find that young trophy wife. Because she's not, my old wife don't look no good no more. Well, I thought, you probably don't either. And they said, no, listen, I've had this. Sad, sad, sad. The Holy Spirit said that to me. Yeah. Okay. Everybody smile. So, that's why you have to. That's why I pound you. That's why I'm a broken record. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Because listen, the Holy Spirit speaks to believers, but you'll know it's the Holy Spirit because it's going to line up with the Word of God. Write this down. I'm just going to read it fast. First John 5:7. There are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, which is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Okay. So when people come up and tell me things that are off the wall, my first response is, but I don't say this. What are you, what? I don't say that. I'm thinking that. And the reason why I'm thinking that, but I didn't say that, is I want to say, I can't find the word of God in what you just told me. Right? Okay. So I just smile when you tell me things like that. And I'll say, hey, make sure you keep in the word of God. Make sure it lines up. All right. Now, I'd like to tell you, but I don't. I just go, hey, make sure that lines up in the Word of God, right? Because if it doesn't line up in the Word of God, it ain't God. It's not God. It's not God, all right? Now, I'm not trying to be mean. Really, I'm not. I'm trying, okay? But listen, everything in our lives should be, needs to be, ought to be based on the word of God. Everything that we do should be based on the word of God. Everybody say amen, right? Okay. So when we're saying I'm hearing something, because the Holy Spirit speaks to believers, when you say I'm hearing something and it's not lining up in the word of God and you go running off in that, you're going to have trouble in your life, right? You're just going to have trouble. So praise the Lord. So God, Jesus, and the Word, they're one, and they will always confirm. When you say the Holy Spirit saying something, it will be confirmed in the Word of God. It lines up with that. And baby, if it don't line up with the Word of God, don't move it. Don't do it. Amen? Okay, moving on to number two. Ready? Number two. How the Holy speaks. Holy Spirit speaks. Praise the Lord. All right. Number one, He speaks through the Word of God. And I know I've said this before. When I sit down in the morning and I read the Word of God, before I open it up, I'll go, Father God, I thank you. This is your Word to me. Open my eyes, open my ears, and I thank you for revelation and understanding that I'll understand what I'm reading. And then I go read it. So the Holy Spirit. And the second part of that is because He's going to speak to me through this. So number one, the Holy Spirit speaks through the Word. And number two, write this down. He speaks in your heart. He speaks in your heart. We call that the still small voice. Has anybody ever heard that? The still small voice? All right. Turn over to 1 Kings and I'll tell you about it. Praise the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 11. Just before I get there, has this ever happened to you? You're just, you know, throughout your day, sometimes something, you just know something on the inside. You just know that something on the inside, like it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you in your heart. You just know it. Anybody ever had that happen? You just know something? All right. Well, that's a still small voice, but let me read it to you. Here we go. Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountain and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But, this is, I love those buts, ready? But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. Man. Okay, we could say that the Lord was in the still, small voice. Could you say that? I'm not pulling it out of the hat there. Could you say that the Lord was in that still, small voice? All righty. Now, He wasn't in the big and dramatic, was He? Let there be light. Okay. You know, He wasn't in the big strong wind that tore open the rocks. He wasn't in there. He wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the fire. So He's not in the big and dramatic. But what does it say He's in? The still small voice. The Lord was in the still small voice. Okay. Now, let me say this. God instilled something on the inside of you the day you received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God put something on the inside of you. God put the Holy Spirit on the inside of you the day you received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And when He did that, He put the still small voice there. All right? So everybody say, I got a still small voice because I've got the Holy Spirit. All right? Now, again, it wasn't a loud voice, and it was a still small voice. And I have people say, you know, I just wish God would just talk real loud to me. I was sitting on the sofa yesterday laughing. I'd probably be freaked out. Ah! You know, this big thundering voice or, you know, lightning. You guys want lightning. People say those, and I'm like, you better watch what you say. But I was sitting there thinking, man, that would just curl my hair. All right? So I think I'm going to go with this still small voice. How about you? Amen. Okay? But so again, He doesn't talk most of the time, like 90% of the time. He doesn't talk this real loud voice. All right? He talks in a still small voice. All right? On the inside. Turn over to Acts chapter 8. I'm going to give you some examples about Him talking. Okay. Oh, I lost one of my pages. All right. That's all right. We're good. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Again, Jesus was given to the world, and the Holy Spirit's given to the church. and the Holy Spirit speaks. I'm going to give you three scriptures where the Holy Spirit speaks, but you go through the whole New Testament, especially the epistles on there, and a whole bunch in the book of Acts. You're going to hear this. Okay, Acts 8:29. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and walk alongside the carriage. Now, if you have the King James, it says, go join yourself to the chariot. Everybody know, read that? Go join yourself to the chariot. Okay, this is talking about a guy named Philip, right? And the Lord speaks to him and he says, hey, Philip, go over, walk alongside this chariot. So what you got to know, the background, there's this man, an Ethiopian, and he is riding in his chariot, okay? And he's reading scripture. He's actually reading the book of Isaiah, and he's reading it, and he doesn't understand what it means. All righty? Now, what you don't have to know before that, the Holy Spirit spoke to Philip, and he was 100 miles away. 100 miles away in Samaria, and they're having this revival. People are hearing about Jesus. They're receiving Jesus. The Holy Spirit's coming upon them. So here's Philip 100 miles away, and the Holy Spirit says, hey, I want you to go to this desert. I'm like, a desert, Lord? No. And you know what Philip does? Immediately. He obeys. Okay, so here we have the guy in the chariot, and Philip is obeying him, and he's walking down this road because the Lord said, go over on this desert road. And then while he's on the road, and the guy in the chariot's there, the Holy Spirit speaks to him, and he says, go alongside the chariot. So he does. Here's the chariot. Here's Philip, and he hears this Ethiopian reading the scriptures. And because he heard and he listened and he obeyed and he's hearing him, he goes, hey, man, you know what you're reading? And the Ethiopian goes, no. Well, he says, well, can you help me? And he hops in the chariot, and the rest of the story is the guy receives Jesus. But what I want you to know is the Holy Spirit did what? He spoke to Philip. Well, now, was that weird? Was that scary? Are you going to run out of the place? No. Okay. Turn over to Acts chapter 10, verse 19. Or you can just write this down. Acts chapter 10, verse 19. Meanwhile, as Peter, this different guy, was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, who said something? The Holy Spirit said to him, three men have come looking for you. Get up, go downstairs, go with them without hesitation. Don't worry, for I have sent them. So the Holy Spirit's talking again, right? You see that? One more I'm going to give you. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. One day, as these men were worshiping God and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, appoint Barnabas and Saul for the special words to which I have called them. Special work I've called them. Okay. So we've got who speaking? We've got the Holy Spirit that's speaking. Three different accounts there, all right? No, but here's the question. Write it down. Are you listening? Are you listening? Okay. So we got the Holy Spirit, and I have to ask, are you listening? So number one, we said the Holy Spirit speaks through the Word of God, right? So you can be in a service, and you can hear the Word preached, and while you're being preached, you'll start hearing that Word start talking to you. Oh, man, that's just what I needed. Oh, that's just perfect, okay? But guess what, guys? You don't live here 24/7. I'd kick you out. You all go home, right? Yeah, you do. You wouldn't want to stay here. I turn off the AC and it gets so hot up here. Praise God, all right? But listen, so we've got the Holy Spirit that speaks in the Word in a church service. But outside of these four walls, guess what? The Holy Spirit's going to speak to you when you get quiet, like when you get ready for bed, okay? When you're driving in your car, when you're folding laundry, when you're cutting the lawn. I don't know, whatever. The Holy Spirit's going to talk. He'll talk to you. But the question is, ready? Are you listening? Are you listening? All righty? Are you listening? So let's just suppose you all were all talking right now. Everybody's talking. And I get up here and I start my message. And you're all talking and you're all talking. And you're talking, but I'm talking, but you're talking, and I'm talking, all right? Now, guess what? Guess what? Most of you wouldn't hear half of what I had to say, right? Would you be hearing everything that I had to say? Probably some of you wouldn't hear nothing. You're just into the talking to your friend, okay? So, if you're talking with the Lord, and listen, anybody talk to the Lord? The rest of you ought to. Maybe it's because I live alone, but I talk to him all the time, all right? Oh, man, Lord, this happened, like surprise to you, but this happened. Now, what am I going to do? Matter of fact, I got that phone call from Vanessa at text messaging at 5 o'clock. Pastor D, I got called into work. I won't be able to lead worship. And I thought, oh, man, I'm not singing. And our other worship team leaders were, one is out of state, one has got an event. So you know what? I'm talking to the Lord. How about you? Would you be talking to the Lord? So then, just a side note, I'm not lost. I know where I'm going. So I'm in the shower later, and I thought, well, I better practice. So I'm singing in the shower. Oh, la, 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 worship you, Lord. And I'm thinking, oh, baby. I get out of the shower and there's a text message from Vanessa. I'm coming in. Thank you, Lord. You must have heard me in the shower because you knew. Okay. Guys, so seriously, I talk to the Lord not just when I have problems. I talk to him when good is going on. I do. I just go, God, you're so good. Thank you. So I'm talking to him. But listen, if you're doing all the talking, are you really going to hear anything? No, you're not. Okay, so listen. And then I love it when people say this, Pastor D, I never hear anything from the Lord. I never hear him. And I'm going, guess I could tell you why. All right, no, the Holy Spirit's going to tell you why, but all righty. Listen, guys, God is always wanting to talk. Always wants to talk to you, all righty? So, are we listening? Are you listening now? Praise the Lord. All right, I want to talk about extremes. We have this thing called extreme sports. There's no way I'm doing it. I've watched them. They're crazy, okay? We have people on extreme diets. We've got extreme this, extreme that. But I've seen extreme Christians, okay? Now, I'm just going to tell you because they're not here. Right, but here's this one. How about this person who's like, the Holy Spirit said, the Holy Spirit said, the Holy Spirit said, the Holy Spirit said. How you doing? The Holy Spirit said. What's happening? What'd you do? Holy Spirit said, Holy Spirit said. Okay, anybody know anybody like that? Okay, now I get it. They're excited, but listen, I want to go. You must hear from the Holy Spirit more than Jesus did. I'm like, whoa, it's just amazing. Okay, but why does that happen? Okay, this is my opinion. Personally, I think it's just a religious upbringing. All right, it's just the way they were taught. It's just the people that they all hung out with, all right? So every time you talk to them, they go, the Holy Spirit said, the Holy Spirit said, the Holy Spirit said. And they think that's normal. Okay, guys, that's not normal. Okay, look at me, smile. Okay, that's not normal. Matter of fact, that's a little bit out there. Would you say so? Just a little bit out there, okay? So this is what I encourage you. And listen, when I first got saved, when I first found out Jesus loved me, he'd straighten up my life. I was like, amazing. And then I received the Holy Spirit. I was probably one of those extremes, okay? But I found out through the years that there's a better way to do it. And so I want to encourage you. Number one, the Holy Spirit's going to speak to you, but you don't have to tell everybody, the Holy Spirit said this, the Holy Spirit said that, okay? You don't have to do that. Just keep it to yourself. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Just that's okay, all righty? Just because, let me tell you why, because if you keep doing that, you know what's going to happen? You're going to lose credibility. You're going to lose credibility because they're going to think you're off the chart, all right? So again, a lot of times we do that because it's our religious upbringing, okay? But really, I don't think, and I've done this. Let me tell you, I've been wacky. I've been a nuts, fruits, flake, and granola bar. I've had seasons of that, okay? And I found out people are like, okay. So just yes, let the Holy Spirit talk to you and lead you. But just use wisdom, okay, on who you tell. Okay, so that's extremes. And you know why I tell you that? Because we want to hear from the Holy Spirit, amen? I want to hear from him. I want to hear him. But people are going to think you're off, all right? And then the door kind of shuts on you. So just use wisdom, all righty? Here we go. Let me say this here. So the Holy Spirit speaks, and it's a still small voice. And I've heard that. You know, anybody, you've heard that, just like something inside you, like, ooh, yep, that's good. Okay, but I want to say this one. It's also what he doesn't say. The Holy Spirit is speaking sometimes, and what he doesn't say. What are you talking about, Pastor D? Okay, you've got this situation going on in your life, and you don't hear anything. You've gone and said, Lord, you know, this is going on in my life. I need some wisdom. And you don't hear anything. Anybody ever have that? You know, okay. So you know what you should do? Pull back. Yeah. Pull back. Don't move. Pull back. Don't move. And then I tell everybody, go ask for wise counsel. Go find somebody who you've seen fruit in their life. Not the nuts, fruits, and flakes, but you've seen them mature in their life. Okay? Go ask them. Say, hey, listen, you know, I'm just not really hearing anything. Could you pray with me? I've done that, especially when I've had some biggies going on. And I'm like, okay. So I'll go pray with someone and just kind of get some direction. And then, you know what? God put people on the planet besides you. And you can go to them for wise counsel, all right? Those scriptures that we just read, the Holy Spirit spoke to people, and they spoke to other people, all right? So, yes, we should be going talking to somebody else when we have days like that. All right, enough of that. Let's go on to number three. The Holy Spirit speaks to us, one, by the word. The Holy Spirit speaks in the still, small voice. And here's number three. The Holy Spirit speaks by his leading. By his leading. Now, we call that being led by the Holy Spirit. And if you've been around church for a while, you might have heard that. Anybody hear that? Being led by the Holy Spirit? Okay. Turn over to Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, 14. For as many... Oh, I'm part of the many. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Okay, a better translation says the sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit. Okay, so for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. In other words, we now have a heavenly Father. The day you received Jesus, you have a heavenly Father, Daddy God, right? Okay, and the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are his children. Okay, the most common way that the Holy Spirit is going to lead you, the Holy Spirit's going to lead you, is by him, by leading. Okay, wait, that didn't make any sense. Here we go. Okay, the most common way that the Holy Spirit speaks is by leading. All right, I'm going to jump ahead. Anybody hear of Rick Renner? He's amazing. You guys are all amazing. Okay, but he's amazing too. He's actually lives in Russia. He's from the United States. He's been there for like 20, 30 years. He started churches in Russia, and he actually has his Humongo church in Moscow. Nice place to pastor, right? And he's also very much a Greek scholar. So he speaks Greek. He dissects words. When he dissects a word, you're like, wow, I didn't know it meant that. And he just breaks it apart. And he travels, aside pastoring, he travels and teaches. And he wrote a book. He's written quite a few books. They're in our bookstore. One of them is Sparkling Gems. It's a daily devotional. And he'll give a scripture like this one. And this is where I read this years ago. I'm thinking, man. So I'm going to give you his illustration that he gives for being led, or the leading of the Holy Spirit. This is his illustration as he tore it apart in the Greek. This is how he shares it. And I was like, well, I'm just stealing it. I can't say it any better. So he says in his book, he says, you know, in Russia, they've got, in the farming communities where they have animals, they'll tie a rope around the animal, okay, and they'll walk it down the street. Look at these little villages. They'll walk it down the street. And he said, now they're not yanking it. Come on, you little critter. Move it. He said, what they'll do is they tie the rope around it, and they lead it, and it follows. They're leading, and it follows. They're leading, and it's followed. They're not going, come on, come on. All right. So what's that have to do with the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit's here to lead you. He doesn't make you. He doesn't pull you and kick you. And, you know, someone says, you know, I want lightning to hit them. That's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will gently lead you because the Holy Spirit's a gentleman. Amen? So he's never going to yank you along. Now, that's the Holy Spirit's job. He's to lead you. But, yeah, I like this one. But, listen, you can't be the leader. Have you ever had a whole bunch of kids? I want to be the leader. Okay. The Holy Spirit's the leader. The Holy Spirit's the leader, okay? And in fact, he's not interested in you helping him lead. He's interested in you following his lead. Now, I used to say, man, I write all these programs. I don't know why God doesn't listen to what I have to say. There's your answer. He wants to speak to me, and he wants to lead, and he wants me to follow. So the Holy Spirit will lead you gently. Your job is to follow. Hear, obey, and follow. Okay. So again, have you ever had this little nudging on the inside? You know, gosh, I have it happen all the time, alrighty? And sometimes it's hard to explain when I feel like the Holy Spirit's talking to me, and it's just like this thought. It's a thought. It's not loud. It's just this thought, and I just, I think that's the Lord telling me such and such. Okay, now, have you ever had that happen, but afterwards you're like, man, I should have listened to him. Would have saved me some money, some time, okay? I am embarrassed to tell you all the times I didn't listen. Okay? You can probably tell me all the times I missed it, right? Okay? But listen, the Holy Spirit and listening to the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit, hearing the Holy Spirit, guess what? It's a process. It's a learning process. And I think I'm still learning. Anybody else still learning? I'm still learning to listen. I'm listening, okay? It's a learning process. So if you said, blessed be, I got born again, I asked the Holy Spirit, and I know everything. Oh, baby. No. Okay. It is a learning. Every single day, you know, things will happen, and it'll go, oh, okay. All righty. Our bookstore, we have the best. We have a lot of great books. We really do. And one book that I've had, gosh, I think when it first came out, it's by Brother Hagin. It's in the bookstore. It's called How to Be Led by the Holy Spirit. Anybody read that? You should read that once a year. It just kind of fine-tunes you up on the Holy Spirit speaks. Okay, we've got another one in there. Andrew Womack's got one about body, soul, and spirit, and he talks about the spirit and hearing the spirit. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of books out. Kathy and the girls laid out books on the table. So if you want to know more about how the Holy Spirit speaks and all about him, go to our bookstore. Praise the Lord. All right, that's my commercial break. Turn over to John chapter 10, verse 27. I tell you what, guys, you learn daily, all the time. You learn to hear the Holy Spirit. He'll change your life for good. You learn to hear his voice, and your life will change. Okay, you all at John chapter 10? John 10, 27. I have been camped out in this chapter for 5 months. And I'll read it, and it just starts talking to me, okay? But here's a good scripture in this one. John 10, 27. My sheep, by the way, if you've received Jesus, you are called the sheep, right? My sheep do what? Hear my voice. Or better yet, my sheep listen to my voice. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, all right? My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Okay, so the whole idea for reading your Bible is because this Bible has a voice. This Bible has a voice. It talks to you. says the word of God is alive and sharper than a two-edged sword. The word of God is a voice. The word of God is bread. This word has a voice, alrighty? And the voice, the best way to get to know the Holy Spirit, because the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three are one, the best way to get to know the Holy Spirit is to be in the Word of God. And then when the Holy Spirit speaks, you'll go, my gosh, that's the same voice. That's the same voice. How many of you have ever had this happen? I remember this one family. I called them up to talk to the mother, and I did not know it was the daughter. And I'm talking, and she goes, Miss D, this is little Sally. I'm like, oh my gosh, you sound? Yep. Okay. Praise the Lord. The voice. The voice of God will never be different than this voice. The voice of God will never be different. The Holy Spirit's voice will never be different. So the voice of God will always confirm. It'll always be the same. Okay. So that's why you need to get into the Word. Because if you don't, you get off course. You get off course. And you tell me the Holy Spirit said this, and I'm like, I don't think so. All righty. Praise God. Last scripture, Colossians. Colossians 3. Okay, we're going to close the fourth way that the Holy Spirit speaks. Now, this sounds a little different, but stay with me. Don't check out. So how the Holy Spirit speaks, number four, let the Holy Spirit be the umpire of your heart. Now, I'm going to explain what that means. Let the Holy Spirit be the umpire of your heart. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your heart. But you look at that word rule, and it says umpire. Okay? And in the Weiss translation, it says, let the peace of God act as an umpire to your heart. All right? Anybody been to a baseball game? I don't like baseball. Anybody been to a baseball game? Okay? They got some umpires there, right? What does the umpire do? Yeah, he'll say you're safe or you're out. He's he kind of moderates all these disputes, okay? So this scripture says let the peace be the umpire of your heart. Let the peace be the umpire of your heart. Well, what does that mean? That means if you don't have peace in a situation or decision you have to make, if you don't have peace, don't move, don't go, stop, freeze, don't collect $200, right? Don't move if you don't have peace, all right? So let's just say, this was probably about a year ago, a person came into my office and said, Pastor D, I've been offered this job, an amazing job. It's like the dream job. And my income's probably going to double, but I have to move away to this city. And, you know, I've kind of liked that city. But the problem is, Pastor D, I'm not sure if I should or if I shouldn't go take that position. Now me, you know, some of us go, well, it's more money, blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. So this is what I told that person. If you have peace, go. If you have peace, go. If you don't have peace, I don't care how many zeros they're putting on your check. If you don't have peace, don't move. Right? Does that sound good? Okay. So what is peace? All right, peace. Have you ever had a situation where everything is blowing up at work? I mean, the boss is acting crazy, the people are acting crazy, but you've got this peace. It's going to be okay. I used to call Dave and Diane Siegel. I'd call Diane up all the time. Rah, 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 this is going on in my house. Rah, rah, my kids. Rah. She had five kids. I figured that's a good person to call. She goes, D, everything will be okay. And, you know, she would just say that over and over. And at that point, I had got this peace in me. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, okay. And 30 years later, yep, it's okay. but seriously, you can have, you know, just this horrible situation going on. You know, kids are just going off the chart or relationships, you know, people are just all upset. But you've got this peace. It's guarding your heart. You're okay. It's going to be okay. Anybody have ever had that happen in their life where it looked like all hell broke loose, but you just walk through that in peace? That is good. All right. So, praise the Lord. Let's see what else I can tell you here. All righty. I want to share two things, and then we're going to sort of wrap up. Nah, maybe not. Okay. Let me just tell you a phone call I get quite often, okay? Pastor D, I did this. I bought this car. I took this job. But I didn't have peace in my heart when I did it. What do I do? Repent. I said, repent. Just tell God, I'm sorry. He forgives you. He's faithful and just to forgive you of everything you mess up, all right? Ask him to forgive you and then go back and find peace, all right? The second, now that bothers me more. You know, I did it and I didn't have peace. I did it and I didn't have peace. And what they're really saying is, I didn't have peace and I did it. I was like, what? So then the second phone call that always saddens me, Pastor D, you know, I did this and, you know, I know I shouldn't have. I didn't have peace. I'm just going to fight my way through it. I'm just going to fight my way through it. And I'm going, are you kidding me? Wait a minute. Fight? You're going to fight your way through it? No, no, no. Stop. Go for peace. Go back to where you have peace. Why would you fight through something that's just going to be a mess? All right? So anytime you're in a situation and you've had no peace, go back. Stop. Don't move. Just hang out. Pull back, wait, be still. You know all those words, okay? Wait for you have peace. All righty? Praise God. I'm going to give you this and let's see. Everybody say benefits. Benefits. Come on, we take a job because it has benefits, don't we? You buy something because it has benefits, right? You go look, you go read this. And I'm looking, trying to buy my son-in-law a bike hat, a helmet. And I'm trying to read all the things on there. I'm looking for the best part, the benefits for it. Okay, so write this down. Three benefits from following the Holy Spirit. I'm going to do them real quick. Three benefits for listening to the Holy Spirit. Three. Ready? Three benefits for the Holy Spirit. Listening to Him. When I listen to the Holy Spirit and I follow Him, I will make better decisions in my life. Amen? It's like a no-brainer. But you know what? Sometimes I want to know what's the benefits of listening to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to make better decisions. And listen, I can use all the help I can get. And He's called the helper. So that's a benefit, listening to the Holy Spirit. He'll help me make better choices, better decisions in my life. Okay, number two. When you listen and follow the Holy Spirit, you'll have the blessings of God overtake you. You'll have blessings of God in your life, all right? So you're listening to God, you're following the Holy Spirit, and He's going to take you in a place where He can bless you, right? Amen. That's a good one, Pastor D. I want blessings. Anybody want blessings? Yeah, I want blessings. Okay, last one. You'll walk in peace. You'll walk in peace. You listen to the Holy Spirit, you follow Him, you listen to Him speak, you're going to have peace in your life. All right, and I tell you what, guys, hands down, that's more important than money, because I know a whole bunch of rich people that just have so much money and they have no peace in their life and they're committing suicide, they're popping pills. So I think it's better to listen to the Holy Spirit and walk in peace. Amen. All right. Okay, this is my last one. I'm really, really, truly, this is my last one. Here we go. I'm going to give you two checkpoints. Two things that you should do. You just check them off to know whether or not it's God or it's not God speaking to you. Two things, just really simple, and we kind of went over it. Number one, this one here, ready? Is, you know, you think, man, I just feel like this is the Holy Spirit talking to me. Does it line up in the Word? Okay? Now, sometimes you're like, well, I don't know what dress to wear, Holy Spirit. What should I pick? No, but He'll talk about modesty, right? Talk about wearing clothes, right? Okay, so sometimes we get silly on that, but really, when you're hearing the Holy Spirit, does it line up in the Word? Okay. Second one, for a check, have you sought godly counsel? We talked about that. Okay. Have you sought godly counsel? So you might be thinking, well, I don't know anybody who I could ask. Well, you need to get around some people, you know, that you can ask. And then you'll say, hey, listen, I feel like the Holy Spirit's leading me to go to Hawaii. No. I'm trying to think of something, but anyway, I can't think of something. You know, I feel like the Holy Spirit's talking to me. I just got just stuck inside of here, and I really don't know. And you find somebody who's mature in the Lord. And by the way, gray hair doesn't make you mature. All right? Mature, they've walked with God. And also, I want to say this, just because you someone's older in the Lord and you want to pick them and their life looks so good, find somebody whose life has been had all sorts of things and they've still walked with Jesus. Yeah, that's the person I want to pray with. All right. So what you do is you say, hey, listen, I just feel like the Holy Spirit's just speaking to me and I've got this thing coming up. Does this line up in the Word of God? And then could you, and you bounce it off, because God put people on the earth that you can seek wise counsel for. If not, call me. I'll tell you. Okay, homework. Here we go. Oh, excuse me. We changed it. Someone says, Pastor D, don't give homework. People don't like homework. Here's your challenge for the week. All right? If you want to do it, you should do it. Listen, be doers of the word, not hearers only. Otherwise, you're going to be big fat Christians, full of head knowledge and, you know, just out of shape. So I give you these, and actually, I do them because when I study the series, I'm doing all of this. So this is a challenge that you could apply. Ready? Here we go. Begin to position yourself to listen to the Holy Spirit. Begin to position yourself to listen to the Holy Spirit. And actually, we went over a whole bunch of things you could do. One, we said the first way the Holy Spirit speaks is through the Word of God. So if I wanted to position myself to hear the Holy Spirit, who's the helper? Who does a great job? I would be getting in the Word of God. And if you know something's coming down the pike, like you know, okay, we're going to visit the in-laws. Oh my gosh, every time we go there, it's just like crazy. All right, Holy Spirit, I need some help. So position yourself, get in the Word about this stuff, all right? So position yourself, begin to position yourself. All righty, what was the other one? I think I turned the page. Oh, yeah, last one. How can I be more sensitive? And actually somebody to listening to the Holy Spirit, how can I be more sensitive? Well, one, close your mouth, right? Just be still and quiet. That's hard for me, believe it or not. I go to a chiropractor, just love the whole practice and stuff. And the very last thing, after they go crack, popple, snap, and all that stuff, they sit you on this chair and they strap this thing. And it's to put the curve back in your neck. Because, you know, we've got gravity, it's just pulling us down. And they ask the first time, oh, you're new, 1 minute. I'm sitting there for 1 minute. I thought it was a billion minutes. Be still. So I'm up to 4 minutes, but I want to tell you, I'm like, are we done yet? All right. Okay. I have made myself disciplined to be still. It's not my nature. I'm cleaning something. I'm doing something. Okay. All right. So how can you be more sensitive? Those are just toss them out. All right. Let me pray for you. Ready? Close your eyes. Praise the Lord. Bow your heads. Don't fall asleep. Father God, I thank you for every person in this place. I thank you that this message will make an impact on everybody's lives, that they can be better in the life that you've planned for them. And we know that by listening to you, Holy Spirit, you're just going to help us in everyday life. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, still in prayer. Just this is my favorite best part to end. If you're here today and you have never asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, you've been listening to us talk about who Jesus is and the Holy Spirit. If you're here and you'd say, Pastor D, I would like Jesus in my life. As a matter of fact, I need him to help me in my life. Can I tell you, today's the day. Today's the day you can choose to let your life be different. Today's the day. So if you'd like to receive Jesus in your life, and now, listen, I say this all the time. I'm not asking you to join a church, though I think YCF is a great place. We don't have membership, but I'm not asking you that. I'm not asking if you got water baptized as a baby. I'm not asking you if you went to Christian School of York. I'm not asking any of that. That all might be good. But what I'm asking is, are you far from God? And would you like to have him in your life? It'll change you. Man, it'll be so good. And you don't have to be far from the love of God. So today, you could have that love come in and change you. So if there's anybody here, you'd say, Pastor D, this is me. Would you pray for me? I would like to have Jesus come and change me, come into my life. I'd like to be a part of this family. Is there anybody here? Praise God. Anybody? Well, I'll pray for you. I won't make you stand up. I won't make you give me all your money or anything like that. but I'll pray for you. Anybody? Okay, eyes up. You're good. Well, church family, isn't it great to know the Lord Jesus? Isn't it great to know that He has sent the Holy Spirit to just bless your socks off and help you? Amen. Okay, let's stand. Hope to see you on Friday night. Hope to see you tomorrow night. Hand out door knockers. You are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Blessed going in, blessed going out. Everything you set your hands to, you prosper in, and you are the light to a world that needs you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. I love you. If you would like prayer for anything, I've got elders that'll join me. I've got grow group leaders that'll join me, and we'll pray for you.